Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Now, the weirdest thing happened yesterday. So as you know, we're searching for a baby name for Sky's firstborn.
Yeah.
And something happened, which I didn't even think about, but it is kind of knee-jerk. We do that. You propose a name and someone said, no, those people are like that. Oh, no, you can't say that. That can't name your child that because those people are like that. We assign certain personality traits to certain names.
Yeah.
What can you think of off top of your head?
Well, obviously, I'm going to have to go with that unfortunate Karen because it's been, or Karen, because it's been many, many Karens or Karens in the world.
So you want to Karen did bring it upon herself.
Yes.
But no. Karen didn't. A stereotype of a woman who then we named Karen. So now, unfortunately.
But have you ever met a Karen that isn't a Karen? That's my point.
Yes.
All Karens are Karen.
My bushwife is a Karen and she's wonderful. And she's not like that at all. She is the manager.
She's her own herself.
And my sister's a Karen, spelled differently, but she's also a manager.
Yeah, but there's also the other side of the spectrum. For example, have you ever met a Barb that wasn't tall? Like Barb, short for Barbara. They're always tall, quite buxom, big boned.
Barb. That's your generation.
Barb. Every time I meet a Barb, Barb always has the keys to the extra stationery. Barb has always got really excessively big glasses. They don't have to be that big, Barb. And we don't know if her hair is naturally curled or if she's the last person to still do a perm. That's Barb.
Yeah.
That's Barb.
Okay. I have two.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one is very South African and the other one is actually worldwide.
Okay.
If in South Africa, if you name your son Yaku, he's probably going to be into bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Rugby.
He's going to be rugby specifically.
Yeah.
He's going to go to like either like a Gelofte or a Monument or Balchem.
And he currently plays for the Lions.
And probably plays for the Lions.
Yeah.
Right? He actually
or a CAC rugby ref.
Yes.
And
he's really upset because he didn't make it and he has to referee for the rest of his life.
And he wears those vests every time with the monster sticker on the
back
of the car.
And you know that when Yaku's had two or three shots, he's going to be a problem.
And then one Brando Vane, of course. And then the other one, the English shot, is Kyle. Every Kyle I know is a decent enough sportsman to probably make it.
Yeah.
Every Kyle that I know.
Oh, really?
But he has Yaku traits.
Oh, I think anyone that's named after a weather is definitely a hippie. So you've got your rain, storm, sky.
Yeah.
Or like a little bit like earthy and maybe, you know, maybe sometimes has kale. And you do, Sky. You're a hippie without even realizing
it. I'm a hippie.
You are at my house.
No.
A storm, a rain.
I'm far from a hippie.
No. At my house, you are. You even have incense.
No. But you walk in there, you smell it.
He has incense thrust on him. Doesn't mean.
Exactly.
Because he walked through your incense, doesn't mean he likes incense.
Which, by the way, he said to me whenever he walks into my house, it always smells of incense. Yeah. And I was like, do you mean incense?
You do run into a lot of millers. I'm just saying. How did that happen?
Yeah.
So we're asking you right now, right? Does your name get associated with something? It's almost like the horoscopes of names.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you're born in June, then you're a Gemini, and you're obviously you're Two-Faced. Everyone knows a Jayshree who can mend your jacket.
Random. There's a security guard at my block named Spoo. Obviously, our Spoo here, and then there's DJ J Spoo, and every Spoo I've ever met makes music on the side.
Yeah.
And so if you want to make music on the side,
even if it's their main income, they still call it their side hustle.
If you want to make music, if you want your child to make music on the side, name them Spoo.
All right. So what is associated with your name? What do people assume of you because that's your name? So we've established now, Sean's very sporty, not very good at quizzes.
Short hair,
two eyes. Benjamin's are tall.
Benjamin's are tall.
Barbara's are normally quite big boned. I would say Barbara's originated from Holland because they're tall, big, broad.
Why did you say broad and hold your hands there in front of your pecs?
They're buxom. I've always met very buxom, wholesome Barbaras.
Barbara, just want to give her a hug.
I've never met a Barbara.
Never met a Barb.
No, I think it's an irritating.
Also, every Nicole I've ever met is super cute. Almost annoyingly so.
Like cheerleader cute.
No. Hi, Nicole. Yeah. Hey, Nick. Like, I definitely don't want to leave Nicole alone with my man.
Yeah. Is it just me? Or is every Nadine trying to...
I know Nicole. She also knows that. That is not...
Nicole do you think you're on?
Rob Scott's girlfriend.
No, guys. This is not an opportunity to take stabs at your little circle.
No, you're not.
Leave Nicole alone.
No, Nicole's fine.
Nicole's lovely.
No, she's fine.
Nicole never did anything wrong. So what do people assume of you because of your name? This is your name. Like, Karen is going to call the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sky's a cool guy.
Yeah. Kyle will play sport.
And Mark is going to help you set up your tent.
Yes, he will. Or your internet.
Yeah.
I've got a Mark who'll do that.
Oh, Mark.
061-792-9495. We want to hear from you.
Good morning. My name is Andre and I am a girl. So every time I do anything online or enroll my kids anywhere, they put my name under the man's name, under the dad's name. It happened this week again. So my name, even though it's Andre, people think I'm a man.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.